Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and this weekend I was fortunate enough to cover a red carpet event. I talked to a few of the actors, especially the director, Jack Cook. The film, The Private Eye, debuts February 2024. So before we get to Jack Cook's interview and interview with some of the actors from the film, actors, this is for you.
Are you a new actor trying to break into the biz? Or a more experienced actor who would love to book more gigs? Are you confused about agents, managers, resumes, headshots, and everything that goes into the business part of show business? My Actor Guide has got you covered. It's the only completely free online resource for actors of every level. Get acting tips, audition tips, and career advice, like how to find auditions, getting an agent, free resume templates, paid versus non-paid work for newbies, on-set terminology, headshot secrets, and more. My Actor Guide is your one-stop resource for your acting career. And did I mention it's totally free? That's myactorguide.com. Let's make those red carpet dreams come true.
Speaking of red carpets, let's go to the My Private Eye red carpet right now. Hey, Johnny Keith, Actors 2020 Podcast, and I'm here with
Hope Ayi.
Right, so you're the producer of
The Private Eye.
How did this film come about? How did you get involved being a producer?
I've known Jack for, I want to say, 7-8 years now. This is a passion project of his that he's always wanted to tell. We went through a lot of different reiterations. We were finally able to put the final draft. We got that together, and we was finally able to get the funds from private investors. We just wanted to do this 100% independently. So we just made sure the story was good, but we wanted to do a story where it's like the sixth sense, where you got to watch it a second time.
Yeah.
You know, like the first time, you're going to be like, wait, okay, I think I know what's going on. Here's all these Easter eggs, and, you know, it's a mystery film at its core.
Right.
But then when you watch it a second time, you're like, oh, now I get what they were trying to tell me within the first 2 minutes. You
it's
know
like
what I mean?
Movies that have different endings, but the different endings already in there, right?
Exactly. Even Fight Club, The Usual Suspects, they did a great job at it. So we just wanted to emulate that and bring that back to the filmmaking world.
Now, are you an actor yourself?
I am not an actor. I got my start in this industry as an actor.
You kind of get in, you do extra work. Oh, then you're an actor. You're like, you know what? I like directing, I like writing, I like script supervising. And you find something that fits you, right?
Yeah, that's how I learned the industry, was just doing background extra work and just observing and seeing all the moving parts that it takes to, you know, complete a film or a show. That's where I got my motivation. I've always been a writer, but I just didn't know which outlet it was going to be, whether it was music, whether it was poetry, whether it was filmmaking.
Right.
So I kind of got into this industry by accident, you know, by hook or crook kind of thing. And yeah, man, it's been lovely. You know, it's a passion of mine. Before this, I didn't know what my purpose was.
And so when you're on a project and you're putting everything together, you're making the phone calls, you're getting the actors, you're doing all that, do you get like a high out of that?
Oh, I do. It's such a natural high. I mean, even when they yell it's a wrap, I go back home, I just can't sleep. Like, I love this. You know, I eat, breathe, and sleep this whole film industry. I'm going to do this until I'm old.
Are you on Instagram?
I am. Yes, I am on Instagram. You can find me at Hollywood Hope Hundreds, Hundreds with a Z at the end, not an S, but Hollywood Hope Hundreds.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Next up is Eugenia Kuzminia, the Russian supermodel. You may remember her from the movie Mom and several other movies, including my podcast. I interviewed her on episode 241. So if you want to find out more about this amazing woman, go to my episode 241 and learn all about her. She plays the role of Olga in My Private Eye. Here's Eugenia.
Okay.
Well, what role do you play on this movie here?
Her name is Olga. It's a co-star, but she's very pivotal because she kind of sees the character very straight. It's a very complicated story, but it was really fun. I give it to Jack to be very creative, and he casts amazing actors. You know, he always has a talent for vision and for actors.
So you're always on the red carpet. How do you come up with different outfits to wear all the time?
I have a lot of stylists, a lot of designers who are very supportive, and I'm happy to advertise and promote their work as an artist as well.
And how many movies with Eric Roberts?
Roberts? Yeah. Oh, God.
Elevator, of course, I covered that.
It started with that. I think about 4 or 5 so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I noticed you didn't bring your kid this time.
Yeah, my kid is kind of intimidated. I want them to be kids. I think they're a little bit scared of Hollywood and they want to stay a little bit out of it, so.
That's awesome. Next up is the one and only Elliot. Let's see what he has to say and what advice he has for you, the actor. So you heard of Madonna, you heard of Cher, now this is Elliot. Hey, Elliot, how are you?
Doing great.
All right, so what is your part in the movie here?
I play a hippie therapist that may or may not be a little sketchy. I get caught up in a love triangle with Matt Rife and Claire Claire Grant, and little by little things unfold and get messier and messier, and I'm in too deep. All I want is to get out, and I'm in too deep.
Right. How old were you when you first started acting?
I did stuff as a kid, plays and theater, but sports pretty much took over my entire life until I was about 21 when I decided to switch my life around.
But why acting?
I wanted something that was going to bring me freedom someday, financially, but also flexibility with work in general. When I started getting to my teen years, more and more movies I would watch, I just kind of saw myself as the lead actor and would think like, oh, I could play that role, or maybe I could play that role even better. And then once I did a little bit of soul searching when I was 20, 21 year old, everything just kept coming back to acting for me. I mean, what other career can you do that allows you to be everything?
That's cool. Hey, so an actor coming up today, what advice would you have for them?
Just keep doing it and don't give up. Honestly, I've been taking acting classes. I still do for my entire adult life. And it's just a way to keep the rust off, but stay consistent. If it's truly deep down what you want to do with your life and you believe that, just keep after it, because the day comes where you find yourself in a pool of people that is a lot fewer than when you first started. When you first start, you're competing against millions of people, arguably. But the more you put into it, 10 years, 15 years, however long it takes, you eventually get to this caliber of not anybody else that looks like you with your same experience, your same typecast, if you will, that can compete the way that you can compete.
That's so true. That is so true. I mean, I love that answer. You're the first person that gave me that answer, but I can relate to that as well, because I'm in that category right now. So where can people find you, like on Instagram or wherever?
My Instagram handle is Elliot Alive, and otherwise The Private Eye is coming out February of 2024. Now I'll be all over the media leading up to the release of the film.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you heard the actors and the producers talk about Jack Cook, and we're going to have an interview with him just before the film comes out in February 2024. But here's a nice candid one-on-one conversation with none other, the director of My Private Eye, Jack Cook.
We're here with?
Jack Cook.
I was looking at his pocket, and they're kind of full of bullets.
Good one. You did your research.
So you're director now, but was that the first one that you co-directed, was A Pocket Full of Bullets?
Yes, it was. The first feature film that I co-directed was A Pocket Full of Bullets.
Right. You started off as an actor?
Yes, I did.
Okay. An actor today getting into the business, what would be your best advice for them?
For the actor, just do it no matter what. Everybody will say no. Just keep on going. Sneak into auditions if you have to. And really just perfect your craft and your style. Style is everything. Nobody should be the same.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think like actors, they try to be somebody else. Just be yourself, because nobody can be you, right?
Exactly.
Right, so you started off, you did a lot of theater, right?
Yep.
Right, so they always say that you get the best performance out of the actor. Is that based on your theater experience?
I think so. I mean, it definitely, the way that I rehearse and everything, a lot of movies don't even rehearse with their actors. I do a heavy intensity rehearsal, like Matt Rife and Elliot Hebler in this upcoming film. We rehearse physically for 15 days, and then, of course, many readings and months of prep.
Right, so it's not just a quick Zoom on Thursday night, then you shoot on Saturday, right?
Yeah, no, it was not like that.
And some people have no rehearsal at all. They're just like, show up,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. No, some people just like showing up and doing your thing. What it is being prepared, but getting all these nerves out of you and getting all your stiffness out of you to where you can just be yourself and play. You have to get into this relaxed zone with the other individuals. That's why rehearsal's real good.
Where is it that you started out? What made you get into the acting in the first place?
Well, I like movies. I like watching movies, and eventually I was like, man, I want to make these things that I love doing. You know, movies taught me a lot. Like, when you watch it, you go through things. You might learn a lot about yourself emotionally. So that's probably what got me into it, and then I started doing plays, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. My first gig that was paid was actually a corporate video for Procter & Gamble. So I realized, oh, I could make a little money, and then the rest is history.
So an actor, when they come on prepared and they figure that's their vision of the character, but it's not your vision of the character, how do you make them flip?
All that happens before the actor's cast. I cast an actor because of the performance they give me. I'll suggest to you, I'm the kind of director that I'll push your back to get the best version of you, right? But I want you to make the decision. I don't like it when directors are like, oh, go over there and be angry. Well, that's going to be a fake feeling or emotion, because they got to make it up. You just told them to do it, compared to, oh, what would you do in this situation? or how would you feel if this happened to you? And then they start creating their emotion by themselves,
right.
And then it becomes a real emotion, a real feeling. And that's what I'm going for. So I let the actors do their work.
Yeah, I like that answer a lot. You're not going to flip it because they're already prepared and you've already done the pre-work.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty intensive rehearsal before you actually go to the shoot. It's very important.
And I learned this actually in New York at the New Actors Workshop about the preparation and rehearsal time. Comes from the theater. But I really noticed it my first few times making a movie. The pickup day, the days after principal photography's wrapped, the actors are so much more relaxed on those pickup days, usually, if it's not too far along, because they already did it kind of thing. They already have the quirks worked out of them, and they run real smooth. If I realize that, so if I do rehearsal, I'll get that comfortable performance during the principal photography, and we won't have to work into it.
So have you ever directed a film that you were also an actor in?
You know, that Pocket Full of Bullets, that's maybe why I don't direct the films I'm acting in. I'm the kind of director I like being there right by the camera, and then I have to watch the monitor after, like, or during. I'm the handheld, but I like being right there with the actor. And if I'm wearing too many hats, I feel like I'm spreading myself too thin. That might be an excuse. I mean, I love acting. My budget for A Pocket Full of Bullets was not big enough to, all right, we'll take 5-10 minutes to watch a scene and then go back. We kind of had to shoot a lot real quick.
I agree, because I used to like try, I can write, I can produce, and I can direct. And you're trying to do all that. Then you jump in the scene as an actor, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm the worst one because I didn't have time to prepare.
Yeah, and
I felt,
this
is bullshit, you know, that I screwed the other actors, that I should have either picked one.
Yeah.
My friend says, too many hats, John, too many hats. You can't be responsible for the batteries in the boom pole 100%. And acting and direct. You can't do it all.
You shouldn't. I mean, that's why you have a team. A lot of the job is hiring the right artist, just being able to communicate the vision to those artists.
Right. Can you tell me a little bit about this film we're premiering tonight, or the trailer tonight?
Yes, this is The Private Eye. It's a mystery romance, got some dark comedy in it. It stars Matt Rife and Claire Grant. There's the ensemble actors are phenomenal. I mean, we've got Denzel Whitaker, Lexi Pantera, Eric Griffin, Elliot Hebler, Eugenia Kuzmina. I mean, the list goes on. Jay Reeves, like how many people are in this movie? Elijah Booth, Eric Roberts, that's a real brother of mine, and he really kills it. And the movie poster is beautiful too. You know, Matt and Eric's face. This movie poster was made by Steve Chorney. If you get a chance, he makes a lot of great movie posters. He did like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull. Everybody's gonna love the movie. It's gonna keep you guessing. You will not know what the story is about until you watch the whole thing. It already left so many Easter eggs that are already out there in the media and even the poster artwork that people aren't getting yet, but there's already clues that I've been leaving for this mystery.
Okay, how fun. So what are you going to do next after this?
After this, I do have a feature film, Soul to Squeeze, where we'll be filming in Kentucky. We just got the Kentucky tax incentive. Thank you to the state of Kentucky.
Nice.
But that will be the next big one. I have a good slate of films ready to go. I've got two love stories that I'm in love with. One is called 6 Days in November, and the other one's called Bethlehem Glory. So I do have a good slate of films, but right now I'm all in on The Private Eye.
Right, and do you write any of those?
Yes. The Soul to Squeeze I wrote. Bethlehem Glory, a great friend of mine wrote. His name's Jack Killian. The other one, 6 Days in November, I'm one of the writers with Amara Betty, Michael Bambino at Lux and Art.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
And that's Jack Cook, the director of The Private Eye, coming out in February 2024. So let's recap. The producer, Hope I.E., says that he found his purpose in this business because he started out as an actor and he ended up producing. Now, Eugenia, the actress-comedian who plays Olga, she did my episode 241. Go listen to that. She has a lot of great advice for you women and actors out there. Elliot, who is part of the Love Triangle, he just says, keep doing it. Don't give up and take classes to keep the rust off. And Jack, the director, he had a lot of amazing things to say about actors and how he rehearses, but he says, do it no matter what. Even if you have to sneak into auditions, perfect your craft and a style, because style is everything. So wherever you're listening to Actors 2020 Podcast, be sure to like, share, leave a review. As you know, I am not only an actor, I'm a Los Angeles real estate broker.
If you're in need of a real estate agent, look no further than TeamRiley.com. They partner with real estate agents nationwide in all 50 states and recommend fantastic real estate agents in your hyper-local area. It's a no-cost solution for you. Team Riley also lists properties in the greater Los Angeles area. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or leasing, make Team Riley your first choice. Everything they touch turns to sold. Email them at teamrileyusa@gmail.com or call 877-RILEY4U. That's 877-745-3948. Oh, really? No, Riley. TeamRiley.com.
Well, that wraps up this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.